Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. An Israeli official says that he does not believe there will be a Palestinian state. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There is a cabinet member of the Israeli government, Minister Bennett, who says that there is no Israeli occupation of a Palestinian state because there never was a Palestinian state. These comments made by the Israeli government minister may actually be giving us indication that the Netanyahu government is moving away from a second state solution for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I ask our broadcast partner, Winky Madad, who has a political background and a journalistic background, if indeed he thought that Prime Minister Netanyahu was moving away from a Palestinian state.
I think Mr. Netanyahu, ever since 2009, in that famous Bar-Ilan University speech, said that the resolution of the conflict, it would and should be based basically on two states. A Jewish state and an Arab state west of the Jordan River. He did make some conditions that Israel would stand very firm on, demilitarized and no refugees inside of Israel, just to give two examples. But ever since then, to that extent in negotiations, have not succeeded in drawing the Palestinian Authority representatives to the table. They do not recognize the Jewish national ethos. We don't have a right to have our own sovereign country. So this is, I would even say, a ridiculous situation that people would suspect or believe that Israel and the Arabs at the present moment would be able to negotiate peace.
Winky Madad with the information and insight into whether the Netanyahu government is moving away from the possibility of a Palestinian state coexisting with the Jewish state of Israel. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Israeli peace process may or may not bring about a Palestinian state, but Bible prophecy does speak of a second Jewish state, and the stage is set for that prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Only time will tell if there will be a Palestinian state. The Palestinians are working around the clock, endeavoring to try to bring about a state for their people in a land where there has never been a Palestinian state. However, Bible prophecy does tell us that there will be a second state in what is the modern-day Jewish state of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 to 23, informs us in the future there will be a second Jewish state. One state will be called Israel, the other, Judah. This ongoing battle for the Palestinians to establish a Palestinian state, a second state in the region, is only in reality setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...